live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll-free number here, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. As we launch here into the third hour of the program, tonight it's Ian here with you.
And Derek J.
And Mark.
Once again, 855-453 is the toll-free number. You can bring up whatever you want. You can actually control the content of the website as well. Just go to freetalklive.com, add stuff to the site, vote on whatever's already there. The most voted up makes it to the front page and the top of the site for more people to see. Go to freetalklive.com. Now, Derek J., you had some other news that you wanted to share with us tonight. What else was on your mind?
Well, it's a pretty encouraging story, and starts out
that.
A little bad.
That would be useful.
Right. But there is some good news, a silver lining to this cloud. So in Mount Sterling, Ohio, this story comes from the Columbus Dispatch at dispatch.com. Mount Sterling, Ohio, a village police officer shocked a 9-year-old boy with a taser this week, and it prompted the shutdown of the entire force.
Wow.
Long embattled police chief Mike McCoy has been suspended, and officers who were being used on a part-time basis are no longer working.
Wait a second here. 9 years old. Now, I was just in the presence of a 9-year-old recently.
They're rambunctious, aren't they?
Well, I'm just trying to think. I don't think everybody necessarily knows how big a 9-year-old is, but a 9-year-old is a third grader. This is a person that weighs, less than 60 pounds, I would say. Just a guess.
A 9-year-old?
Yeah.
So probably about
more than that. I don't know. But definitely smaller than an officer. You can definitely say that. So this is from the council president, Lowell Anderson, who says that they're no longer working. So this is the city council. So McCoy, the police chief, didn't tell village officials after the Tuesday incident, and that prompted the suspension. So village administrator Joe Johnson, in violation of state open records laws, refused to release the report on what the village is calling, quote, an incident involving use of force. Mayor Charlie Neff said in a statement only that the Ohio Bureau of Criminal Investigation has been asked to investigate. The Madison County prosecutor, Steve Pranai, however, said police were called to an apartment on South Market Street in the Madison County Village because Michelle Perry called saying her son Jared wouldn't go to school.
Oh, God. Why do these parents keep calling the police? Who is it that is teaching parents that if there's a problem with their family, that they should call the police to resolve these issues? Where do parents learn this?
Some school districts are locking parents up for their kids not going to school.
Good point.
They're stuck in a Hobson's choice. You know, do I want to go to jail or do I want to call the cops to make my kid go to jail?
Wow.
Well, it depends.
Go to school. He said make my kid go to jail. He meant school, right?
I got confused, but yeah.
Or do I repeat myself?
So the Madison County prosecutor, he says that it was because he didn't go to school that the police were called. But from there, Pranai said he doesn't know much about the incident, except that the situation escalated, and Officer Scott O'Neill used a taser on the boy. Anderson said village officials didn't find out about the incident until late Wednesday night or early Thursday.
I would love to know what that means. Like, it escalated? Did he go from crying to screaming? Did he start running around the room, maybe
was
kicking
he striking
at the officer?
Even in sort of a hammer blows?
Yeah, even if he charged at this officer with his favorite Ken doll or whatever the kids have, there's no excuse for a taser on a 9-year-old.
No, I can't see him.
None.
I looked it up, by the way. 61.9 pounds.
Is that the average 9-year-old?
61.6 pounds, average 9-year-old. 49
What's the average cop weigh? 200 pounds?
I don't know what the average cop weighs, but, I would say
I've seen some big cops.
Reasonable to say that the cop is three times the size of this child.
Like, I saw a skinny cop tonight, and he was probably three times the weight of this kid.
Probably, yeah.
So McCoy, the chief of police, was asked for a comment, but his cell phone number has been disconnected or changed.
Hmm.
So he couldn't be reached for a comment, and a message left with the woman who answered the phone at O'Neill's home was not returned. O'Neill is the guy who shocked the 9-year-old.
Yeah, he definitely doesn't want to say anything.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Sure, I'll get right back to you. Perry could not be reached.
No, usually,
for a
now hold on a second. Usually, when it comes to the police using deadly force or a high level of force, their excuse usually is, I was in fear for my life. So, like, for instance, when they kill the family dog, when they're coming into your house and right. The dog comes up and wags its tail at them and blasts a shotgun blast into its head like they did on the side of the road in Tennessee once upon a time, and they will say, well, I was in fear for my life. And that's all they have to say is if they just say, I was in fear for my life, then it completely justifies the killing of an innocent being. So all he would have to say is that the 9-year-old was terrifying him, and he'll be all right.
That would be pretty embarrassing.
Oh, but he'll be all right.
Well, he may not lose his job, but he has for the meantime because they shut
the
down
whole department.
His police force. Yeah,
that's pretty impressive.
I think it's great.
We need more stories like this.
So, but with the disbanding of the police force, Sheriff Jim Sabin has said he will be called to temporarily take over patrol of the village. So we've got this one guy who's now in charge of, no police force. He's just going to drive around and keep everyone safe. Sabin said Neff has changed the locks at the village hall, and the sheriff has taken the police department's weapons and computers to secure them, not because they're part of any investigation.
Right. Yeah, you're not cops anymore. You don't get the tools.
Right? That's right. So the council will meet on Monday, this next upcoming Monday, to decide what steps they're going to take concerning McCoy and the rest of his department. So they don't quite know what they're going to do with this department yet. But
so it's like temporarily shut down?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, at least for a week.
Got it.
But the police department has been under fire for much longer than this. The council disbanded it in August also, saying that the force had been mismanaged and, that there wasn't enough money to make the payroll. So they had financial troubles and mismanagement troubles that have resulted in the shutdown of this police force earlier just last year.
I think it's really useful when these things happen, whether it's the government having one of those government shutdowns that they do from time to time when they can't come to a budget agreement, or in this case, the police department being shut down for crazy use of force, that you give people some time where they can observe how life is like without having the police department around, and then come to the next meeting. If I were at this meeting in this town, I would say, everything's been all right here with just the sheriff taking care of things. I don't think we need to bring these guys back.
Certainly don't have the money for it, so let's not do it.
Yeah, when people don't have the police to call on for every little thing, like, my son's not going to school, then they don't have the police to call on for every little thing.
Well, she should be lucky that her son's still alive, because sometimes when you call the cops for these family matters incidents, they'll end up killing your son. Or taking him to a jail cell for a long time.
They may, 9-year-olds or not.
These are not uncommon situations where a mom or dad or set of parents will call the police in order to handle a disciplinary situation at their household, and the police escalate things. I mean, I'm sorry, but there are some cops I think that would do the right thing and try to de-escalate
the
situation.
God, I would hope most of them would.
But I don't know, Mark.
I don't either. Your experience?
I see the police.
I don't have experience of this. My experience with police officers has been largely good. Whenever I have to deal with them. But consider that most of the times I've been dealing, I'm stereotypical. I speak English in a certain way. I cut my hair in a certain way. I tend to drive vehicles that look a certain way, and they just don't tend to mess with me very much.
Mm. Well, this town is relying on private donations since September to keep their police force in operational. So this private donations, I don't think they're going to be coming in as
frequently as before. Yeah, I'd be drying up if I were donating to this particular police department.
Can you imagine if you were one of the people who last September, when you heard your police force was going away, you chipped in some money, and now
and
you
then
hear
they taser a 9-year-old?
Yeah. Oh, great. Glad you spent my money on tasing one of my neighbors, a kid.
Discretion is the better part of valor, they say. 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number here. 1-855-450-3733. It really just gives you an idea of how trigger-happy these cops are, that they're going to the control weapons before they use their training, which they're supposed to be receiving. We're coming up.
Heritage for the Blind reminds you to be kind. there's something you can do for those who depend on you. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS. 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, S-E-A-V-E-G.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
2012 is finally here, and while the government racks up another $1 trillion in debt, the IRS is hard at work collecting. In fact, they're even sending agents to some people's homes in place of business. If you owe back taxes, have years of unfiled tax returns, or are receiving threatening letters or phone calls, call the Tax Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Our Tax Division is spearheaded by a former IRS agent with over 31 years experience. He knows the ins and outs of the IRS and how to get them off your back once and for all. The phone call is free and so is the consultation. So call now. 800-652-6978. That's 800-652-6978. Don't wait for agents to knock on your door. Call 800-652-6978 or visit us on the web at www.craigzlaw.com. You'll be glad you did.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. All you have to do is dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. So head on over. You can see us on the cam if you would like. But more importantly, there's a chat room built into the cam page. You can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners while you watch and listen to the program over at cam.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoins are the world's first potentially anonymous digital cash. With Bitcoins, there are no contracts to sign or terms of service to abide by. Anyone can download the free Bitcoin software and be using them just a few minutes. With Bitcoins, you can send and receive money anywhere in the world. No fees, without needing permission from any bank or government. To learn how, visit weusecoins.org. Again, it's weusecoins.org. And now, thanks to BitInstant.com, you can have Bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. To buy your Bitcoins with cash, visit BitInstant.com.
All right, so again, our toll-free number is 1-855-450-FREE. We can talk coming up about a subject that we barely got to touch on last night that I think is very interesting. It is the Survival Guide for Beating Information Addiction. Alley Cat, though, is on the line first, listening in the Huntsville area to WBHV. Hello, Alley Cat.
Hey there. Yeah, I heard you sometimes advertise at Legal Thingy, and I forget what the name of it was.
Legal Thingy. Jurisdictionary.
Jurisdictionary.com.
Jurisdictionary, right?
Yep,
yes.
Jurisdictionary. Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, the reason why I was wanting to know on that, because I've got these folks out of Greenville, Texas, that's been bugging me for 12 years pretending to be a government agency, which they're not. I've even got a whole bag full of paperwork and prove it. And they just won't let up. I reported them to police, the FBI, nobody will do anything. So I just thought I'd go ahead and call in and see if that course right there has got anything in there I can use.
I wouldn't be able to say. I mean, you can certainly represent yourself with it. It gives you, teaches you how to use the legal system. I wouldn't, I don't know the specifics of your circumstance.
Jurisdictionary is an in-court kind of motions. Like, if your situation has to do is with courts, then jurisdictionary could be of use to you.
Yeah. Well, see, they pretend to be a U.S. Department of Education game trying to hit me for a student loan I never got. And, Obama's even said everything 20 years or older, and the student loans are dead anyway. He said that twice in April 2009. He said,
well,
last
just because
year,
a politician says
people
something
are not listening, you know?
I hear you. But just because a politician says something doesn't mean it. I mean, it doesn't mean anything.
Well, let me say, these people are frauds anyway. Back at one time, this lady called me one night saying she was the U.S. Department of Education. The very next night, she called me with a bunch of sex music and it was trying to push me into a porno site.
This sounds very unusual. I don't think jurisdictionary can help you in that situation, but maybe recording device would. I mean, if somebody is calling you claiming to be from the government and they are doing questionable things, then maybe you should get them on the record, Alley Cat. And thank you for the call tonight at 855-450-FREE.
Well, if you want to take them to court.
Hold on. It depends on where you live as far as what the laws are regarding recording stuff, so I don't want to be construed as giving legal advice. But you might want to research what the recording laws are wherever you live, because if you record someone without their knowledge, then they may be able to charge you with felonies. So keep that in mind.
Right.
Yeah.
But if they really are a government agency, then him saying this is being recorded, that shouldn't be a problem.
No, it shouldn't be a problem. In fact, that's usually, in my experience, that's usually all you have to do. They want to tell you that they have to consent. But as far as I'm concerned, if you continue talking to me after I inform you you are being recorded, you're consenting because you keep opening your mouth. If you don't want to be recorded, you don't have to keep talking to me.
Hang up. This is all you have to do is break the line.
So, toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE.
But if somebody's haranguing him, you know, in some kind of harassment or something like that, he certainly could, you know, file some kind of lawsuit, and jurisdictionary would teach you how to do that.
You know you're an information addict, according to ZenHabits.net, if you check email, Facebook news, or some other social network first thing in the morning and last thing at night.
What?
I do that. Are constantly on your mobile device when you're away from the home/office. I'm on it a lot. Can't get away from the computer in order to get outside, exercise, or spend time with people while disconnected. I don't have that much of a problem getting away from it. Are constantly posting to Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or texting or emailing while meeting with other people. I like, this is one of those things that you see more often today. With the especially in younger crowds, you see it when you're at the restaurant with the child and the parents, the child sitting there on their mobile device while the parents are having a conversation.
Children, you can almost understand why they're really, you know, adults don't include children in the process often.
They're distractible as children, but this is the only point with which I take issue, because I really think the problem isn't that people are having other conversations, it's that technology hasn't caught up with, you know, making it disguisable. So if people were having these conversations and the screen were on their sunglasses, let's say, then you could have a conversation. If you're able to carry on three or four conversations at once, why not? Just make it look
Most
rude.
Most people are not.
No, just don't make it look rude to the people who you're actually in the room
with.
You're
still being rude, but you don't want them to know that.
Right.
I see. Also, other potential factors that may make you an information addict. Do you feel anxiety if you're completely disconnected for more than a few minutes? Can you not get important work done because you have to check your messages? This is a big problem for me.
But you can't get important work done if you check your messages either.
What?
That's what they're saying here. You feel like you have to check your messages, so therefore you can't get your work done.
Well, yeah.
Can't imagine spending an entire day disconnected. So they've got some suggestions here as to how to beat information addiction. And it's a pretty profound addiction for those that have it. I think I have it. I know I could be doing other things. And I've been doing better within the last couple of days.
Setting boundaries. Sometimes you need to say, well, I'm going to check my emails at 10.
I tried that once. The problem with that for me is if I'm on the phone calling a radio station and the radio station guy wants me to send him an email, I can't just say, well, I'll do that in 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I need to go and do that then. And then I'm in my email box, and then I'm tempted by whatever else is in there. So what are some steps you can take today? First steps to change your habits and beat your addiction. One, assess your habits. What are you addicted to most? When are you most likely to be sucked into your addiction? For the rest of today and the next several days, write it down when you are doing these things and what it is that's affecting you. Is it a TV news channel, Facebook, or Twitter, Reddit? Put a tally mark next to the things each time you check them. Two, introduce the pause. This is something I've been working on before I even read this list, is just trying to stop myself from going into some of these things. Addictions are something we often do automatically, without thinking. Start to break the chain of trigger-habit auto-response by wedging a small pause in between them. When you get the urge to check something you're addicted to, notice the urge and pause for just 1 second. During this pause, simply ask yourself, do I really want to do this and why? You can then go on to do it, no matter what the answer, but the important thing is at least having the briefest pause. And this kind of all comes down to the idea of knowing you have a problem, admitting to yourself that you have a problem. So this is, you know, kind of a standard addiction thing, right? Like, if you know you have a problem, then you can be aware of that problem, and hopefully you can take the steps, like pausing, that might be necessary to break it.
Well, whether or not it's an addiction, I think self-knowledge is valuable. So this is a part of that.
1-855-453.
I'm sorry, I was checking my email.
855-453. You probably aren't joking either. 1-855-453. You can bring up what you want here, though. Maybe you want to share with us your story about your information addiction. How profound is it? How does it affect your life? Have you beaten it? You share your stories. Free Talk Live.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open-pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
IRS. The three most dreaded letters of the alphabet. If you owe back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, are receiving threatening letters, or have IRS agents coming to your home or place of business, you need an experienced IRS agent fighting on your side. Call the Tax Relief Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-342-8068. Spearheaded by a former IRS agent, we know how to negotiate a reduction in the tax you owe, stop wage garnishments, lift bank levies, and negotiate an affordable repayment plan. With 17 years as a practicing attorney and an A-plus Better Business rating, we'll get the IRS off your back once and for all. In fact, recently, when an IRS employee had a tax problem, she called us. Stop being afraid and call right now for your free consultation at 800-342-8068. The phone call is free and there's no obligation, so call 800-342-8068. Again, that's 800-342-8068. Actual results based on individual client circumstances.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live, you can bring up whatever you want. 855-453. We're talking about information addiction at the moment. Maybe you'd like to share your story. Come on, I know I'm not the only one. 1-855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Derek J.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can uncover the secrets and expose the lies over at freedomsphoenix.com. That's what you get every day there. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com. Get signed up for their free daily dispatch. That's FreedomsPhoenix.com. We're talking about surviving, a survival guide, as it is called, at ZenHabits.net for beating information addiction. And if you are finding yourself on your phone, on your cell phone, on your laptop, on your desktop, constantly checking emails, checking Facebook, constantly updating, it's to the point where it's detracting from your productivity, detracting from your human relationships.
Yeah, I thought computers were supposed to increase our productivity.
I think they do. I think this article is offensive.
Really?
Yes.
Denial is the most common human response here.
No. Being up to date on information, calling that addiction?
Information?
Who doesn't
you call the crap on Facebook information? I mean,
yeah,
come on.
It's one part of a larger conversation. Let's assimilate. Let's become cyborgs.
I think that it's useful. I don't think that these services should be completely shunned, but like a lot of things that are good,
management,
too much of it can be a bad thing. And I find myself checking Facebook and just scrolling down and down just to see what people have posted.
And I do it, too.
And sometimes it's useful because I'll find, like, a really good show prep
I find
story.
Some of the best stories on Facebook. There's no doubt about it. But at the same time, I find myself drawn into nonsense.
But when I
you know?
Do it more than once in 10 minutes, it's a problem.
Yeah, I like you know, I have too many friends, and then you know you're going through and trying to find out what everybody's talking about, and but too many of them are posts about Farmville or whatever
okay,
it is they're doing.
Okay, but you can block that stuff out.
You can.
I think what's important is that people are having these conversations. Where is the center where people go to have conversations about what is happening in the world?
It's Facebook.
Except for Facebook, right? But there used to be places in the center of town where families would gather to have the chit-chat.
Do you have any evidence
going
that's
on
true?
I mean, what, that this once happened?
Yeah. I mean, I think that people say and believe that these things are true. I don't know that they are.
Well, the valleys still exist where these people, you know, allegedly gathered to have conversations. There
well,
are
actually,
news articles
it's not over. I mean, just the other day, someone organized a 420 celebration on Facebook. So people actually, you know, got out and they went to the center of town and they smoked some pot because of Facebook.
Oh,
so.
Good.
You know, Facebook is bringing people together in real life in some ways with the different events. Like, I'm planning a school outreach event, even though we've been banned from every school campus now. I'm planning a school outreach event on Facebook, so that's going to bring people out.
But even if it's not bringing people together in reality, like, it, you know, face-to-face, physical bringing them together, I think that it's important that these conversations are happening, whereas they wouldn't be happening otherwise.
Well, this isn't to say cut it off. The article here from ZenHabits.net is not saying stop. It acknowledges that these are useful services, that this technology is essential for the way our lifestyles are today.
Yeah, but it's recommending a limit, and I'm saying amp it up.
You're saying go
get
in. You're
better
saying
at
all
it.
In. This is destructive. I think that you are advocating destructive habits. Like, I feel like this is hurting me. Like, the amount of time I spend
technology
in Facebook
just isn't useful enough yet for you. You could be having the sunglasses where you can check the Facebook, and it wouldn't be distracting you from the other things that you're doing.
Totally would. I can't, you know, you can't really multitask. It's not possible. In the same way, your computer can't really multitask either. It can only give attention to one thing at a time.
It can just do it really fast.
Just do it really fast. And really, this is why I bitch at Mark for playing his video games. He's doing something over there right now.
I am. I'm checking Facebook.
Is he really? Can you check on him?
I'm checking Facebook.
See, if you're not doing what...
Check an email.
Yeah, if you're not doing, like, giving 100% to what you should be... Then
you're
not giving
it
100%. It's
and look, it's
obvious.
Not hurting him at all. I think it's perfect. If anything, it's helping him. Because what if he got some important information about the breaking news?
Nothing
he
can be
hear
as
about
important
it right here.
As paying attention to what's going on in front of you.
Yeah, being present is extraordinarily important. I'm siding with Ian on this one.
I'll make fun of people, too, even including myself, because I'm guilty of this, where people will pull out their cell phones while in a group of people in physical reality, and I'll say something like, if I notice people getting onto their cell phones, I'll say something like, phone party! And just to kind of, you know, bring a little bit of fun to the idea that, oh, look, we're all disconnecting from our reality here and plugging into this online world. So other suggestions here. For those of you, if you're not like Derek and you actually want to try to control your habits, there have some suggestions here. So there's introduce the pause, which is if you notice yourself going to do one of your habitual things, just put a pause in, just a second, and ask yourself, do you really need to do it? 3, take a break every hour. If you're stuck on the sites that you're addicted to all day long, take 10-minute breaks once an hour. Set up an hourly reminder on your computer, and then when that reminder pops up, get away from the computer. Take a walk for 10 minutes, stretch, do some push-ups, squats, clean your messy house, write in a notebook or sketch, talk to someone in person, drink some water.
How long is the break?
Have a fruit, meditate. When you come back to the computer, try closing the browser for a few minutes and doing some non-internet work before going back online. Changing habits. Over the long term, you can change your habits. Now, this will take a month or two, so you'll want to fully commit to that change, and any change done half-assed won't last. 1, start with your biggest trigger. Assuming you've done the assignment and introduced the pause, as recommended earlier, you should know that your most common triggers, the things that cause you to go and check something, or you should know what those are. They might be things like starting a work task and wanting to avoid it, getting on a bus or train,
waking up. If I have a telephone call I need to make, and it's somebody, for whatever reason, I don't want to talk to,
All of a sudden, you're in your email box, right?
I am. I've got, yeah, I'll find something else to do.
If I'm going up and sitting down on the toilet, all, 9 times out of 10, I'm grabbing my phone.
Well, it's not like you're doing anything else.
But I have an onion now. But I have an onion now.
But do you need to be present for that? I mean,
I don't know. It's not like you're interacting with others at that moment.
That's true. But sometimes I ask myself, why wouldn't I want to look outside and at least look at the pretty tree outside or something like that? Like, there must be something more to do besides just get on the phone.
Digital screens is where it's at. There's nothing out of the window.
Right, the digital screen can't always have a new picture on it, unlike the window. Number two, pick a replacement habit. So first you notice what your trigger is, and then you pick a replacement habit. So what do you want to do instead of checking email, Facebook, Twitter, or the like? Pick something positive and fun that you can do in 5 minutes every time your most common trigger happens. It might be reading a few pages of a novel, or in my case, The Onion, when I'm in the bathroom. There's a physical copy of The Onion in there that I can pick up. That might be reading a few pages.
Are you really better off having picked up
The
Onion, though?
It is more entertaining to read The Onion.
Okay.
Journaling, doing push-ups, taking a walk, drinking water, meditating, writing, painting, practicing a language, writing a letter with pen and paper, etc. You're going to try to do this every time the habit happens instead of the actual habit. Number three, do the new habit after the trigger every time. Don't allow any exceptions or you won't form the new habit. A new habit is formed much faster and more strongly if you do it extremely consistently after the trigger. If you're inconsistent and still do the old habit, you're allowing the old habit to stay in place. So some cigarette smokers have tried this particular trick. Like, a lot of people will light up a cigarette when they get in a car. So they'll have something else there that they can put in their mouth, like a stick of gum or something else that they can change to rather than doing what they're used to. Now, just because you miss once or twice doesn't mean you should give up. Just start again. Try to be more consistent. Figure out why you failed and plan to beat that obstacle. But set a rule that you'll allow no exceptions. Finally, number four, use positive public pressure. Having accountability helps. Blogging about your new change or posting it on Facebook or Twitter, I know, a bit ironic, says the author, can help you feel some public accountability. Tell everyone you know that you're not going to check Facebook within 15 minutes of starting an important work task. My friend Michael Ellsberg uses negative consequences. For instance, if he eats sugar or refined carbs, he has to make a donation to Mitt Romney's presidential campaign. Leverage the power of social media to beat social media. But of course, you know, a lot of these things, if you're doing it on your own, it's more difficult. So if you have people keeping an eye on you, keeping you accountable, that can help. Some folks just quit smoking cigarettes the other day, and they quit as a group so they can keep each other accountable. That's a Free Talk Live.
Get in the zone!
You can prolong the life of your engine and save by doing regular oil changes yourself. And AutoZone's here to help. Right now, get a 5-plus quart jug of Mobil Super conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter at the low price of only $15.99. See store for restrictions and details. If you've never done the job yourself, it's a good time to start. Change your oil on time and on your own with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com. With the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com. Home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter, perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey, because we're open 24-7 with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY, or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
Are you having trouble paying your mortgage? Maybe your mortgage loan is upside down or in foreclosure. Maybe the bank already foreclosed on you. Don't sit around being a victim of bank fraud. Fight back. We have the tools to help you fight back. Here's how. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit. Find the real truth about your loan.
Maybe like me, you'll find your bank loan was paid off already. Maybe, like me, you'll find your bank defrauded you at the closing. And maybe, like me, you will go after them.
Did you know 78% of home loans in the last 10 years violated consumer credit laws? We should not let the banks get away with this fraud. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit today and find the truth about your mortgage loan. That's InspectorAudit.com or call 855-373-4948. That's 1-855-373-4948.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and if you'd like, you may share your thoughts on anything you want, but we're also talking about information addiction. And I think that there are probably a lot of people that suffer from this particular situation, although Derek J. is saying, this is great, you should delve in even further. You're a caveman if you don't. 855-450-FREE is available for you with your comments. Also, I want to invite you over to the website as well at freetalklive.com. Feed your information addiction with freetalklive.com. You can share information with other people through our website. So if you find something online that you enjoy, you can submit it as show prep. Others can vote on it, and then the most voted up make it to the front page of the website. There's also different other ways for you to interact with people, including the bulletin board system, another way for you to pour away your time, as well as, let's see, the chat room, of course. So plenty of different ways for you to spend your precious time with our website at freetalklive.com. But we are talking about it. You know, this is, I think, it can be a serious issue. I think for me it is, because I know that I can be more productive. I know that there are things I've got a whole list of things that I want to do. Like, I've got a to-do list. I've got things that are important to me, and they don't involve checking my email. But if I'm checking my email or checking Facebook...
You sure don't need to write that on a down on a list, do you?
No, no. But if I'm doing those things, I can't be doing the other things.
Follow your heart. Your heart tells you what to do.
My heart doesn't write paychecks.
No, but follow the to-do list on your heart. You know what's right. Check an email. You're doing it.
You are an awful influence. Awful. So we're back to ZenHabits.net. They have a few more suggestions here about how to commit to changing your habits, starting with your biggest trigger. Identify what it is. What is it that sends you off into the realm of the unproductive? Pick a replacement habit for it, and do that new habit after the trigger every time. Also, use positive public pressure. Let people know that you're trying to change your habits, and allow them to hold you accountable for it.
a balanced life. In the long run, it's good to have an idea of what life will be like if you're not controlled by an information addiction. How will you work? What will you be like if you're not checking things all day? Some things to consider. The goal isn't to eliminate all information sources and be shut off from the online world. It's not to throw out your iPhone or laptop. These tools are incredibly useful and powerful. Obviously, the author here says he makes his living using them, and so do I. If I don't have these, you know, if I don't have email, if I don't have Facebook, if I don't have these things, I can't do business, I can't do activism. These are critical tools for me. And I know I'm not the only one. The more we get into the 21st century, the more reliant more people become on these things. The idea is to simply not be controlled by them and to have a balanced life that includes other activities. Schedule time for non-internet and non-media activities. That means actually block them off on your schedule. If you want to exercise, block off some time during the week for exercise. Schedule time to spend with a friend or loved one. Schedule time for a walk in solitude. Work without distractions. Each morning, figure out the 1 to 3 most important things.
I want to pop in on the solitude thing. I find that I get my best ideas when I get a chance to unplug. You know, like my mind's working all the time when I'm getting information, reading emails, checking out news articles. I spend a lot of the day, you know, reading news articles. As you can imagine, I'm a talk show host. And when I'm, you know, not making telephone calls to clients and checking my computer for contact lists and recording the, you know, whatever contact I had, all these things that go on, these are necessary parts of my day. And my brain's working and, you know, I'm doing my stuff. But when I take the opportunity to spend a little time by myself, whether it's a walk or whatever, oftentimes in the shower, you really can't help yourself in there, some ideas will pop into my mind. I'll come up with ideas that I wouldn't otherwise have. So, you know, times for creativeness are important.
Absolutely. Yeah. Work without distractions. Each morning, figure out the 1 to 3 most important things you need to get done that day. Do the first one first before diving into email and online distractions. Shut down your browser if you can. If necessary, do the work somewhere without internet, or unplug your router and give the router cord to someone to hold for an hour. Turn off all notifications on your computer or mobile device, close everything but what you need to do your task, and learn to focus. I'll find myself doing one thing. I'll need to go in my email box for something.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'll notice something else in the email box, and before I know it, I'll forget why it was I went into the email box in the first place.
Yep.
Yeah, but what you did had to be more important.
Right? Well, I suppose. That's kind of what I told myself. Well, maybe if it was important, I'll remember it again later. Schedule a limited time for your information sources. How often do you want to check email and Facebook? Pick a time and schedule for using these tools in your life and set a limit. Twice a day for just 15 minutes per session, for example. Boy, I wish I could do that with email. That's like not even possible for me. I wouldn't be able to catch up on my work if I were just doing it for 15 minutes a day or twice at 15 minutes a pop. But, you know what your scheduling is. You know what your needs are, so act accordingly. The limit allows you to use these tools, but also have time for other things, and it forces you to decide what's important within that limit and use the limited time efficiently. Choose your sources wisely. Call your information sources and tools to the most important. Sometimes we use things just because everyone else is, but they may not be really adding much to our lives. For example, I deleted my Facebook account last year and haven't missed it. My life goes on. You might decide to delete your account on Instagram or Pinterest to save yourself from endless browsing of things that aren't really important, for example. You might decide only to read 10 really good blogs instead of 50 that take up your attention. Your attention matters, and you should only give it to the things that make your life better. And finally, get some sleep. A lack of rest makes us less able to focus and more likely to deviate from a plan of any kind of self-control. It also makes us more likely to be distracted by the internet, according to a new study. Make rest a priority.
Yeah, I'd have to agree.
So there you go. Some tips for you. Let's go to Adam, listening in Nova Scotia to Free Talk Live. Adam, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Derek J., and Mark.
Good evening. My name is Adam, and I'm an infoholic.
An infoholic. Welcome to the club.
Hello, Adam. Android in the bathroom. I just want to offer you a very good tip for a businessman like yourself. If you're going to draft email with a camera phone, make sure your pants are on.
It's good advice.
Did you learn this from experience, Adam?
No, but I'm sure it's happened.
Oh, good.
Good night.
So, tell me more about your... Did you just hang up?
I think that's what happened to that Congressman Wiener.
Maybe he was just being dishonest about having learned that lesson from experience and just wanted to give up.
So, Mark, you've quit an addiction before. You quit smoking.
Okay.
And can that Does that relate to this at all?
I don't think so at all.
Did you have the triggers? Did you have the habits?
Oh, come on. You had to replace it with something, right? Did you do something like chew gum or...
I took that Chantix pill that they have, and, you know, I think it set me back $250 or something like that.
$250?
What?
Yeah. Well, it wasn't cheap. What's your smoking addiction cost you, Derek?
I'm not going to answer that.
So, you know, I took that stuff. People say it gives you crazy dreams. I don't really recall having that happen to me, but, you know, whatever. I don't really...
Sounds like a perk.
I hear some people have some real nightmares.
No, it's
on it.
Not. Yeah, I've done those patch things. They're terrible.
Really?
Yeah, you have the craziest dreams.
Like crazy bad is what you're saying.
Crazy bad.
Because crazy could be good. In the world of dreams, I mean, they're usually kind of crazy.
Right. If you like having nightmares, go for it.
Okay, no. Wow.
Yeah, but I took that and then... I follow their little program. They say that you can smoke all you want for, I don't know, I can't remember. It's been a couple of years now, but for like the worst week or two, smoke all you want, and then it doesn't taste very good because whatever Chantix does, it makes it...
Makes you, like, your body no longer can handle it.
What?
Right?
It perceives the, like, nicotine and smoke and stuff as a negative thing rather than something positive?
Not really anything. It's just like, if you can imagine smoking without the satiation that goes into it, it's just like sucking on... mud.
Blech.
Yeah, there's nothing exciting about it, so you're like, I've done this for years. I'm going to keep on sucking on this until something good happens. As long as you take the pills, you know, it's going to...
Wow.
It stopped, and that's what
now,
it
is. Now, is it $250 per pill?
No. This is for the course.
Box of them? Gosh.
Yeah, there's some course that you took.
So you didn't have to change any triggers or anything. This was totally different from information addiction.
Yeah, it pretty much broke my
habit. Used a chemical to break your chemical addiction.
That's right. And I thought about, certainly for a couple of years, I thought about smoking again. I should start that up again.
And you didn't.
I didn't because, well, you know, you've got pressures. My wife certainly didn't want me to start back up. I've got a kid. You want him to see you smoking and, you know, all these other pressures that you have. Why does one smoke? Plus the fact that...
For concentration.
The reason I quit smoking in the first place is because the federal government put a tax on cigars, and I didn't want to pay that tax to the federal government. I'm not going to willingly go give my money out. That was the reason I quit initially, and I wasn't going to start again.
Let's go quickly here to Peter. He is on from wherever in Maryland, I think. Peter, go ahead. You got the last 10 seconds.
Okay.
And you've got the last 5 seconds.
Okay, yeah. This is Peter James. I'm 2012, peterjames2012.com. Facebook cut off my campaign.
You know, if you want to buy ads, we do have an advertising department, okay. Peter. We hope people will actually call in about issues and things that are worthy of discussing.
No, this
I think
is an issue,
call tonight. You're welcome to call back tomorrow if you've actually got something to talk about besides just pimping some sort of political campaign. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.